The History of the Museum. In 1984, the Leventis Municipal Museum of Nicosia was born from an idea of the then mayor of Nicosia, Lelos Demetriades, and from the sponsorship of the A.G. Leventis Foundation. It was inaugurated in April 1989. It is housed in a complex of three historic buildings, which have been restored and adapted to meet modern museological standards. The museum was created to present and highlight the history of Nicosia, the last divided capital of Europe. It narrates the history of the city from prehistoric times to the present day through its exceptional rich collections. More than 10,000 objects, including maps, documents, paintings, engravings, and costumes, present moments of the centuries-old history of the city and invite visitors to interact with its past. In 1991, the Leventis Municipal Museum of Nicosia was bestowed the European Museum of the Year Award by the European Museum Award Committee, which operates under the auspices of the Council of Europe. The Leventis Municipal Museum is now recognized as one of leading history museums of Europe. The museum also hosts a series of activities and events aimed at people of all age groups with different cognitive backgrounds and needs. Temporary exhibitions, guided tours, lectures, talks, evening events, and educational activities are designed in such a way as to connect with the museum's collections and the history and social development of Nicosia. The buildings. The Leventis Municipal Museum of Nicosia is located in the old part of the capital, within the Venetian walls of the city, not very far from Eleftheria Square. It is housed in a complex of three historic buildings, two neoclassical mansions at 15 and 17 Hippocratus Street, constructed in 1882 by the successful merchant Ioannis Evangelides as dowries for his daughters, and the Nicolaus Tsikinis House at 18 Solonos Street. The mansion at 17 Hippocratus Street was for more than 50 years the private clinic and residence of Dr. Themistocles Dervis, who was also mayor of the city for 27 years. By 1983, the mansion was in ruins and about to be demolished. At that time, the mayor of Nicosia, Lelos Demetriades, initiated the idea of establishing a museum dedicated to the history of Nicosia, the last divided capital of Europe. Even though the works were in progress, Lelos Demetriades managed to stop the demolition, and with the support of the A.G. Leventis Foundation, the mansion was purchased in order to host the first museum of the history of Nicosia. After 4 years of renovations and refurbishment, it was opened to the public in 1989. Since then, the museum has aimed to present the history and development of the city of Nicosia through its permanent collections, educational programs, temporary exhibitions, and events. In 2008, restructuring and extension works began, and the museum reopened to the public in 2010 with a new museological and design approach. Since then, it has been offering an extensive presentation of Nicosia's history and social development through its collections. 18 Solonos Street, the Creativity Center. In 2001, the small late 18th century building where Nicolaus Tsikinis, one of the town's best-known teachers, had been born and lived, was purchased by the A.G. Leventis Foundation. Since 2006, following its renovation, the house served as the House of Educational Programs, hosting focused learning programs and small temporary exhibitions of an educational nature. In 2021, the museum created a new identity for its educational programs with the accompanying slogan, "Learn Something New." This identity timidly made its appearance through online actions as a harbinger of a larger project, the planned upgrade and renovation of the House of Educational Programs. The building has been transformed into the Creativity Center, and from March 2022, began hosting original and fun workshops and programs for all ages. With this initiative, hashtag LMMN, Cataneo has been shaking up Nicosia's cultural activities ever since, offering alternative educational ways of quality engagement in the capital.